I'm real glad about how we played on the field. But we played. I don't think that we finished a lot of our passes. It was a real nervy game for way too long for me. I think that we should have been far more dominant. I'm not sure if it was the lineup. Maybe it was the fact that Venky Azeal was not starting and he lost his first minutes the whole season. There are a number of things that it could have been, but this is the full 90, so let's go see what the fans think. I found Jerry. It took some cajoling, but he has agreed to tell me exactly what he thought of the play on the field. I've given the fans my analysis, but Jerry, what'd you think?
It was okay, and they won, and I thought our keeper was awesome and saved the day at the very end there, so you can't ask for more than winning.
You are so not wrong. We did win. Lind was glorious in net.
Amazing.
Where did you sit in the stands?
I was right here in 103.
Okay, so he gets a good look at the field. I thought we could have attacked more. Do you agree?
I thought so, but, you know, you take what you can get. And they had two losses in a row, and then to now have two wins in a row gets them back on track. So is it great? No, but it's better than nothing.
All right, based on how long Coach talked to them on the field, I think we're all in agreement there. Thank you so much for playing on my podcast.
No problem.
Andy has been volunteered to talk on the show. He says that he knows soccer. Andy, where did you sit tonight?
We sat in section 104. We always sit there right behind the visitor's bench, and my son likes it because he can sometimes hear the coaches and players swear.
I love that he said, I always sit. So what did we think about the play on the field tonight?
They were a little sluggish to start, and then they really picked it up with about 20 minutes left in the first half. And then they really turned it on when the subs came on in the second half.
I was worried about a lot of the passing, but I sit down with the Steel Army, so I don't have, like, the best view. Was it as bad as I thought? Like, I just felt like we didn't connect.
No, we kept trying to force the ball down the middle. But then once they started pushing it out to the wings and they started switching the ball, it really worked out much better.
So overall, are you happy with this game, or are you frustrated but happy that we got a win?
The latter. I'm happy we got 3 points, but it was pretty frustrating to watch parts of it.
Yeah, so far everybody feels the same way. Thank you for playing along.
You're welcome.
I have found Amy. We are watching, are all three of them yours?
The two girls are mine, and then I have another one somewhere over there getting autographs.
All right, we are watching two adorable girls run around and cause complete havoc. I am loving it. Amy, you said that you kind of stood with the Steel Army the whole time.
I did, yeah. It was great because the girls were running around and having a good time and sometimes watching the game, sometimes not. And it was a nice little setup.
You're not from here, so what did you think of the skyline and the beautiful field? What do the kids think? Like, are they having a good time?
The kids are definitely having a blast. They seem to have found a new family. The atmosphere is beautiful. The city is beautiful. The skyline was beautiful. The night was beautiful. And even just allowing the kids on the field after the game and getting autographs, it's amazing.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
No problem. Thank you.
Someone's recording me. Recording Doug. And I don't know how I feel about it. All right, Doug. You say you're a novice, but I'm pretty sure you have really good things to say. You stood with the Steel Army, but what did you think about this game?
Well, you know, I listened to the podcast earlier this week, and I knew that, you know, the expectation going into this game was that we were going to win by a little more, be more comfortable, and after the first half. And we had some chances. It was a little bit nervous until the end. And just, you know, the atmosphere at the end when we scored late in the game was a relief. I think it was relief more than anything,
yeah.
Right? We wanted to get these 3 points and get this win, but, you know, I feel like we probably thought coming into the night that it was going to be a little more comfortable.
So the consensus so far has been that we're really happy we got 3 points. We're really happy we're in second place, but we don't like this game. This was not our best showing. Do you agree?
I agree, and I think that's why we waited so long for the team to come and us to give them dap, right? Because the coach was chewing them out probably that he expected a little more out of them.
No one doubt that Lily tells those boys exactly what he thinks after the game, during the game, in the locker room probably. Doug, do you have anything else to say tonight? This this is really close to me. I'm uncomfortable.
You're probably uncomfortable. No, I'm good. Have a good night.
Thank you so much for playing.
Go Hounds.
We found another Liz. Because I'm Liz and she's Liz. So that's two Liz's. You're going to get so many opinions right now. Liz, where did you sit tonight?
We sat in section 102, row M.
So she saw the field pretty widely. She got a sealed, see both ends of the field, you know, the play. What did you think overall?
Overall, it was a good game. It was real slow in the beginning. Towards the end, though, you know, after they scored the first goal, I thought a second one was coming, but.
Didn't we all? I thought they were going to get some confidence back.
But, I mean, we still got a win, so.
We did get a win. I was concerned about our pass rate. I didn't feel like this was as confident of a game as we should have had. What did you think? Did they look confident on the field?
I was at a game about a month ago. I thought they were more confident tonight than a month ago, but there's always room for improvement.
So. All right, so that's not so bad. So far, everyone has said we're really happy that we won, but we're not sure this was a really pretty game. Do you agree or do you disagree?
I thought it was beautiful.
Oh, Liz, why did you think it was beautiful?
Soccer is a beautiful game, man. Everyone gets together and has fun.
It is the beautiful game. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much, Liz.
All right. Thank you.
All right, so I have found one of our younger fans. His name is Colin. He has traveled a really long way for this game. Colin, what did you think about the game overall?
I think it was good. Maybe from their last game, they could have done a little better, but otherwise they did a good job.
What do you think that they can improve on next game? Like, what would be better next time?
Probably their passing and their accuracy.
Kid, I've been saying that all night. I think you're my favorite. Okay, so do you play soccer?
Yeah.
We got fireworks. I'm sorry if you can't hear us. What position do you play?
Well, I used to play striker. I'm not on a team anymore, but I'm signing backup. I played striker.
All right, Colin's a striker. I'm going to let you go watch fireworks. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, the fireworks have started. I don't know if anyone's paying attention anymore. Let's go home! Laura Ellen's here. I've got weird paparazzi following me. They're in my face. I feel so awkward. I don't know what to do with myself. Guys, we won. We're in second place. I should be really happy. Mostly, I'm really happy the game was over, and I'm really happy that we have Dan Linden net. So let's go Hounds, and I'll see you next time.